Visit Cook County promotes tourism in the area, including the communities of Grand Marais, the Gunflint Trail, Grand Portage, Lutzen, Tofte, and Schroeder. Joining us now with an update are Executive Director Linda Kratt and Marketing Director Kirsty Vick. Welcome, Kirsty and Linda.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I know we've got some exciting things to talk about. How about telling us about that coolest small town winner and the Toast of the Town party?
Yeah, we are very excited to announce that Grand Marais has won America's Coolest Small Town, which is a crowdsourced voting competition with 15 other towns across the United States. And we won with 30.28%.
We're not watching this closely.
Almost a third of the voters.
Almost a third of the votes. You know, and there are a lot of votes. I don't have the official numbers at all yet, but it was a lot. Looking at some of the stats that we got from some of our shortened links and some of our, because we can track some of that stuff, there was thousands of votes placed from just our links that were directly from us, not necessarily from all of our business partners and our friends and our families that posted as well. So that is really exciting to see. And actually, I was just looking at just a few things like on our YouTube channel. We had our full length video, our winter video from last year. We sent that to Budget Travel and they put that on their webpage under, you know, the voting of all the towns. Every town had a video.
Ours was the best.
Of course, ours was the best because we are the coolest. Literally, this morning at 11 degrees below zero at my house, it was really the coldest.
I had 23 below.
But I was just looking at just from Budget Travel's site, just from their embedded player, from January 15th till March 1st, we had 1,527 views of our, and they were almost full views of our video, which is really cool. And that is nearly 18% of the total lifetime views of that video. And that's really fun to see. And what was even more interesting is that I can see, you know, where those views are coming from. And while the majority of them were from Minnesota, there was a significant amount from other states. And actually, every single state in the U.S. had at least one view of our video from that Budget Travel embedded player, which is really cool. That's just one little reach that we had with one aspect of this competition. That doesn't include all of the Facebook and Twitter and articles. There's at least 7 different articles written that I can think of right off the top of my head right now about
TV stations.
Mm-hmm. And we're just really excited. This is really great for Grand Marais. It's really great for the community. And you know, we are home to the world's best donuts and the coolest small town in America.
And we want to make sure you celebrate with us.
And so tell us about that party,
we
Linda.
Are going to have a Toast the Town gathering tomorrow at Voyager Brewing, starting at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6 o'clock. We want everybody to come, whether you were active voter or not. We obviously are well-loved across the nation, and I know I've heard from a number of friends already this morning saying, I want to be there. I said, in spirit, we'll all toast.
So 4 to 6 tomorrow.
Yep. Voyager Brewing.
Okay. Well, Linda, why don't you continue with telling us about the Dog Days of Winter event?
Well, I just think that we have such a great partnership with our folks on the Gunflint Trail, and they continue to throw things up in the air and see what sticks. And there's a group of people that are planning an event, first time ever, called the Dog Days of Winter, which I totally love. Thank you, Sarah Hamilton. She's awesome. And that is happening Sunday, March 8th. There'll be sled dog races, ski joring, bonfire. There's a snowman competition for the kids. It just sounds like a really fun family day. And this is kind of in replacement of Mush for a Cure, which was canceled this year, sadly. So that's happening. And then that's on March 8th, as well as the Trout Derby at the Gunflint Lake Boat Access Landing is where you can get that. And the actual registration time is 9 to 11. And I believe the fishing time is from 11 to 2. So as we celebrate fishing in our community, head on up the Gunflint on Sunday. It's going to be a pretty action-packed day up at Mid-Trail.
And the weather is going to cooperate.
I know, right? It's going to be 30 degrees.
Yes. Well, now we have a few more things to put on our calendar.
Oh, Kirsty? Yes. Coming up, one thing that's really fun is the Do Lutzen Festival coming to Lutzen Mountains. And that is Duluth and North Shore artists coming to Lutzen for 1 week of Duluth-centric music. And it is a blast. It's amazing. You know, we always think, oh, yeah, we have to bring people in from the Twin Cities or national and whatnot to make this town really come alive. But really, there's a lot of talent in the northern part of the state. And the Duluth Do Lutzen Festival really highlights some of the best of the area. And it is just a fun time. So we recommend people come out. And some of those events are midweek. Some of them are early. Some of them go late into the evening as well. So it's a little something for everyone.
And that's 18th through the 23rd.
Correct.
So we can have some further places to go and actually see the calendar for that.
Yes.
And then there's one more thing, the Midwest Extreme Snowmobile Challenge. What's that all about, Jesty?
Yeah, this is a new event coming to Lutzen Mountains, and it's a snowmobile challenge. It was brought to Lutzen Mountains by Core Power Sports, which is a faith-based promoter of 9-event cross-country snowmobile series events from Wisconsin and Upper Michigan, and now they're branching off into Minnesota. I think this is their first official Minnesota race. And it is a series of different events. There is a cross-country snowmobile race, a hill climb,
a hill cross.
And it's going to be a really fun event. We are expecting a lot of people. They are selling tickets. Anybody can participate.
And when is that, the date?
April 18th and 19th. Oh. So that's happening there. And people can sign up to participate as a participant. And also there are gondola tickets for people who want to come and watch the event. And I think it's going to be a blast. So I know a lot of people are excited. I, for one, am pretty excited. So,
and hopefully it'll be an annual event. So
I would think it would be.
Exactly.
Everything begins in Cook County here.
You got it.
We're talking with Kirsty Vick and Linda Kratt of the Visit Cook County. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I just want to add that we recently received, in partnership with our marketing firm, Giant Voices, as well as our PR firm out of the Metro, Lynn PR and Associates, the Marketing of Excellence Award from Explore Minnesota, which is a really great tribute to the work that we do. It feels good for our team here in town that we are recognized on a state and oftentimes national level for what we do with our marketing. So,
and it was for something specific?
It was specifically for our bus shelters. We wrapped buses last summer, as well as created an experience within the bus shelter. So there was a selfie station, and you could actually feel like you were having a little bit of a taste of the North Shore in Cook County as you stood and waited for your bus in the downtown metro area. So,
well, that's wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us today. And to learn more about Cook County events, go online to visitcookcounty.com. Thanks again.